This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last month, the American Heart Association released a report indicating that adults who watch TV for 3 or more hours each day are twice as likely to die at a younger age. As alarming as that headline may be for the average viewer, imagine if it were your job to watch hours and hours of television every day. The New York Times film critic Neil Gunslinger says that from here on out, he's turning his back on the confusing world of research about TV habits. And you should, too. Neil, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks.
Okay, so a report begins. A new study finds that watching TV could... What's your first thought? Run in the other direction?
That is pretty much my first thought, especially with this new study, which essentially said watching TV will kill you. That's particularly alarming to read that for someone who watches TV for a living.
Well, you've got to understand the impulse. I mean, we'd like to know how something as habitual as TV is affecting our lives, right?
It's true. My personal feeling is that television has kind of entered the phase that some other things are already in, things like food. I haven't eaten in years because I can't keep track of which foods are good for you this week and which foods are not good for you. So the only thing to do is just to stop eating. It seems like there's a new study every week or every couple of weeks on their effects, and they're so ingrained in our lives anyway that it's not as if they're going to disappear. So you can either spend your whole life trying to keep track of these studies, or you can just try to use common sense, which is what I've decided to go with from now on.
Well, I've always wondered how TV critics find time to see so many programs. So what do you guess on average? How much television do you watch for your job?
How much do I personally watch?
Yes.
So, 5 hours a day anyway.
So should I just clarify, you're not overweight, have diabetes, or a teen mom?
I am none of those things. I weigh 148 pounds, and when I'm not watching TV, I run half marathons. So that's my version of common sense. I watch a lot of TV, but I try to actually get some exercise when I'm not watching TV, and that's really what this new study is telling people. You can't sit on the couch all day, every day, and expect to be healthy, and you shouldn't need a study to tell you that.
Okay, I know you said you'd like to steer clear of these, but I wonder if I could get your take on some of the TV-based research headlines from the past couple of years. Can we go through some of those?
Sure.
Okay, TV, a sleep detriment in children study finds. Any thoughts?
I have a couple of children, and sometimes they didn't sleep well. I'm not sure how that study pinned that on television as opposed to on a million other things that could be going on in a child's head. Kids are complicated machines, and it's hard to imagine that a single thing like television is responsible for everything that's wrong with them or everything that's right with them. That's the thing about these studies. They sometimes contradict one another. You can find a study that says television makes kids stupider, but you can also find a study that says television makes kids smarter.
Okay, how about TV in the bedroom equals better sex, study finds?
I'm not sure I've seen that one, but I'd like to. I suppose it could be possible. Depends on the couple, I would think. And
I'm guessing the viewing as well.
Yes, and what they're watching. Johnny Carson, of course, used to make that. That was a running joke, you know, about children that had been conceived because he was boring people too much and they decided to stop watching, that kind of stuff.
So, Neil, what if you were a researcher looking at the effects of television on people's lives? What would you study?
I am more interested in the positive effects of television, and not because I'm trying to boost television, but I particularly think of my mother, who is 94 years old, still gets around, but not that much. Watches some fair amount of TV to keep engaged. She'll want to talk about whatever the latest show is. For people like that, television is, is a good thing. I think it's a lifeline. It's a way to stay connected, and broadening the cultural horizons of people is an important function for television. I think 100 years ago, you lived in your little town or whatever, and you really didn't know a lot about what other people, other races, other religions thought or felt. Film, radio, and certainly now television has broken down a lot of those barriers. Some people might think that's a negative. I don't. I think it's a positive. I think exposure to the world is a positive thing.
Well, Neil, you'll be very pleased to note that we just discovered Pacific Standards has a headline at this moment, "Can TV Improve Your Health?" So,
well, there you go.
Here we go. The backs and the forths. Neil Gensinger, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Neil Gensinger, TV critic for The New York Times. He also reviews films and theater on occasion. You'll find a link to read his article, Why the Research on Viewing is Best Ignored, along with a list of our favorite contradictory television studies. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.